The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. The Oxford Dictionary defines bread as a food made of flour, water, and yeast, or another leavening agent, all mixed together, then baked. You might be wondering, hey DJ Flower Power, what bread did you possibly choose first because there are so many different varieties? And that would be sourdough, a centuries-old loaf commonly used throughout the world for its simplicity, but also its sour taste, hence the name. Unlike other breads, sourdough uses fermentation as its leavener instead of yeast. The leavener is what makes food rise and includes things like sourdough starter and yeast, but also things like baking soda and baking powder that you would commonly use in a kitchen. The sourdough starter, as it's known, is literally just two ingredients, flour and water. To make it, you combine the flour and water into a container that can be tightly sealed, a key part of the magic. You continue to feed the starter for about a week by adding flour and water in moderations. Starters will eventually go bad if not taken care of properly, but can last as long as 10 to 15 years. Yes, 10 to 15 years. Crazy, right? The creation of sourdough was most likely an accident. Ancient Egyptians left out bread dough for a little too long, and when it was discovered again, they saw all the microorganisms and wild yeast that had grown. The result was a lighter bread and a better taste. These recipes were passed down through generations, but continue to be a staple to many different cultures today. One of the reasons I love baking so much is the surprise of the product as it comes out of the oven. When I bake a cake one day, it might come out dense and dry, but the next day, with the exact same recipe, followed the exact same way, it will be moist, fluffy, and delicious. And the difference all comes down to science. While the process might seem easy when making bread, the amount of science behind it is enormous. Each ingredient is pivotal in creating the fresh, crunchy, and delicious loaves that you find in bakeries around the world today. When you slice a loaf of bread, the air pockets you see are a result of popped carbon dioxide molecules from the starter. The word starter, in terms of bread, refers to the community of bacteria and wild yeast that have colonized in a mixture of flour and water when exposed to air. The yeast and bacteria thrive as the starter continues to be fed over time. The process creates enough carbon dioxide molecules that will burst when they come in contact with heat. The best way to describe this is that the yeast that is present eats the sugars from the dough and then burps the carbon dioxide, which then become the air bubbles that you'll find scattered throughout the loaf. The reason most dough recipes say to let the dough rise or rest for a couple hours or even days is for the yeast to begin to eat away at those sugars. The fascination of sourdough is due to a lot of bacteria and microbes in it. The most common sour-causing bacteria is called lactobacillus, that can also be found in some yogurt, but there have also been more than 60 different species of bacteria found in different loaves and starters. In the dough itself, the gluten development is key. If no gluten is present, the resulting loaf will be as dense as a brick. If too much gluten is formed, the bread will be tough and chewy. When kneading the bread, the purpose is to add strength to the dough while allowing the gluten to form through two proteins known as glutenin and gliadin. The addition of water to the dough creates a reaction between the proteins and water to begin the process of gluten formation. Your stomach often has an easier time with sourdough compared to other breads because of the acid and long fermentation that helps break down the gluten, which makes it easier for the body to digest and absorb. If you are gluten or wheat intolerant, though, I'm sorry, but this loaf is not for you. Since the creation of sourdough, many adaptations have not only been made to the recipe, but to the equipment used to produce it as well. Originally, the method of cooking was a wood fire, but that has since been transformed into the modern industrial ovens we see in kitchens today. Machines are also now widely used to mix and knead the doughs. Compared to the original recipe of flour, water, and maybe salt, depending on if it was available or not, modern-day additions have included the uses of oils, processed granulated sugar, herbs and spices, and commercialized flours, which include bread, all-purpose, and whole wheat, just to name a few. The additions add more flavor to the dough, but also make it very hard to replicate the original recipe used by the Egyptians, explorers, and pioneers. As centuries passed, people who migrated from ancient Egypt and the areas surrounding it brought it with them to the places they settled. It became very popular across Europe. How it came to the U.S. was due to the French settlers who brought their starters and recipes with them on the journey across the ocean. Pioneers who traveled from the East Coast to the Midwest and West Coast carried sourdough starters throughout their journeys because they then didn't have to rely on the yeast and find a town that had it. The large migration of people to San Francisco during the Gold Rush has made the Northern Californian city be considered by BBC News the heart of sourdough. Miners at the time noted that the bread created from the starters made in the area were tangier and more flavorful than others from around the country and around the world. They would often keep the sourdough starter on them at all times to make sure it didn't freeze during the winters. Their body heat would allow the starters to continue to thrive. The miners were nicknamed sourdough due to their attachments to their starters. Before the creation of commercial yeast, pretty much all bread used some form of starter in the dough. Once commercial yeast hit the market in the 19th century, the speed and consistency of bread made from commercial yeast proved to be detrimental to sourdough. In Germany, though, you would commonly find places producing both bread and beer since the processes, especially when using fermentation for the dough, are very similar. Bread making blew up again during quarantine as it turned into a hobby to pass time. I know I definitely was a part of it, but I wish I had more time now to continue making it because the loaves turned out to be so good and always filled my cravings of bread and butter. Now it's time for Fun Fact 5. This is a segment where I will discuss 5 fun facts about the bread of the week. First, sourdough is old. And I mean really old. It is pretty much ancient. It was first made during 1500 BC, 3,500 years ago. It's older than rubber and cement, the Bible, and even the Great Wall of China. I can just imagine that there were probably people eating their sourdough bread while building the Great Wall of China. The second fun fact of 5 is that a bakery in San Francisco has been using and feeding the same sourdough starter since it was founded in 1849. When I said starters could last 10 to 15 years, I really should have said at least 170 years. The Bowdoin Bakery uses 4 ingredients in their breads: flour, water, salt, and mother dough, which is their nickname for their starter. If it wasn't for the wife of the owner, Louise, the original starter would be dead right now. She heroically saved the mother dough during the 1906 earthquake that hit San Francisco, and that has allowed the business to continue to thrive for more than a century after. Isidore Bowdoin, the founder of the bakery, credits the foggy climate as the reason for the irresistible taste of the bread. The specific strain of bacteria found in the Bay Area was given the name Lactobacillus sanfranciscanus. The location of the first store hasn't changed since 1852, when it was opened, although the street names surrounding it have changed and the building has updated since. Did you know that you can actually reduce the sourness of your sourdough? You can add baking soda to your dough mixture, as the alkalines in it will neutralize the acids created from the fermentation. This will result in a less sour-tasting bread, but it will remain just as airy because the baking soda mixes with the acids and also creates carbon dioxide bubbles. Similarly, when making sourdough, you shouldn't use any metal or plastic tools, whether that be mixing bowls, spatulas, spoons, or pans. The bacteria and acid from the dough reacts with the metal and plastic, causing corrosion to the cookware. The best materials to use are glass or wood, as neither reacts to the scientific process in the dough. Bakers around the world come up with creative names for their ingredients and products. Starters have been nicknamed a range of words, including mother dough, chef, and even seed sour. Although the starters may be called something different depending on where you go, the sourdough itself is a universal bread that has been eaten for generations before and even more to come. As stated earlier, the sour taste of the bread is from the acid created during the fermentation of the starter. If you haven't had sourdough bread before, you really should by either buying a loaf from a local bakery near you or making a loaf with the recipe at the end of this podcast. But here is my description of what a slice tastes like. The crust of the loaf, the tan shell on the outside, is very crunchy but super delicious if the baker placed salt on top of it before putting it in the oven. As your teeth bite down into the middle of the slice, you're met with a soft, pillowy texture that often resembles a sponge, but you also get a hint of sourness. My favorite way to eat it is as simple as it gets, a toasted slice with butter and a little bit of salt sprinkled on top. There are many variations of sourdough bread throughout the world and many ways to eat it. You can find slices often used in sandwiches or French toast, but also to make things like breadcrumbs or croutons. The following is a recipe that can be used to make the best sourdough starter. You can use this starter to make many other foods, including pancakes and waffles, biscuits, cakes, and even cookies. Using a wooden or plastic spoon and a glass or plastic mixing bowl, mix together 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 packet of dry yeast, 3 tablespoons of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Gradually stir in 2 cups of water and mix it until it forms a thick paste. Cover the bowl with a dish towel and let it sit in a warm place for 2 to 3 days, stirring the mixture a couple times a day. Store it in the refrigerator. To feed the starter, the night before using it in a recipe, remove about 1 cup of starter and mix it in a bowl with equal parts water and flour. Cover that bowl with a towel again and let the mixture sit on the counter overnight. The next day, return at least 1/2 cup of starter to the container in the refrigerator and stir. Use the rest in the recipe. For a loaf of sourdough bread, combine 1 cup of the pre-made and fed starter, 1.5 cups of lukewarm water, 1 teaspoon of instant yeast, 2.5 teaspoons of salt, and 5 cups of all-purpose flour in a mixing bowl. Knead until smooth and then allow to rise until it is doubled in size, about 90 minutes. Once rising is complete, divide the dough in half and gently shape each ball into a circle. Allow dough to rise for an additional hour on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Bake at 450 degrees Fahrenheit for 25 to 30 minutes. Once the dough is done, pull it out of the oven and enjoy. I hope you have enjoyed learning about sourdough in this episode. In the next episode, we will be staying in the same region of the Middle East and talking all about pita bread. I look forward to having you tune in again. See you next time. DJ Flower Power out.